The city of Denver unveiled its latest plan to end homelessness at yesterday's city council meeting. The five-year plan starts with a projected budget of $254 million and calls for the creation and preservation of around 1,700 affordable homes. The Denver Office of Housing Stability hopes to increase the portion of permanently affordable housing stock in the city to 8%. The city's plan faced criticisms from advocates who work directly with homeless populations as not going far enough considering the scope of the current crisis. Colorado's Emergency Management Agency is facing scrutiny over a lack of transparency, a lack of diversity among personnel, and complaints from employees about a pattern of inappropriate behavior by a supervisor. KG News' Kiara Damari has more.
State documents show that multiple employees for the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management expressed their concerns about budget practices, diversity and inclusion, and bad leadership. The news and investigation comes after the Denver Post reported on a history of inappropriate behavior from a division director who was suspended twice in the span of 18 months. According to the Denver Post, behavior that led to suspension include the mistreatment of female staffers, throwing objects, and intimidating workers to the point that they thought it was going to get physical. The Colorado Emergency Management Agency's purpose is to prevent and recover Colorado from hazardous events. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.
The Boulder Valley School District Board of Education discussed supporting two resolutions yesterday, one in favor of universal free lunches for students and the other to expand core curriculum to include more history of underrepresented groups. The board decided to take up the latter issue after an examination of the social studies standards used by the district showed barely any inclusion of LGBTQ history and only some inclusion of Black and Latino history. This comes as school districts in some other states are moving to restrict or ban education about LGBTQ history and communities of color. Members of the BVSD school board expressed support for more inclusion so that children can have an accurate education on topics involving the history of these demographics. The second resolution supports a ballot measure that would create a state fund to aid in the reimbursement of school districts for student meals. The measure, Proposition FF, calls for an adjustment to the tax code that would result in wealthier Coloradans paying for universal school meals for public school students. The University of Colorado Boulder will host a free Youth Mental Health Summit on Saturday, October 1st, from 9:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. at the University Memorial Center Ballroom. An organization known as Inspire Youth Connections will host the summit. The event is meant for the youth between the ages of 12 to 24 and will include free lunch, assorted performances, mental health workshops, and other activities. Aurora's local government has passed an ordinance to punish shoplifting with mandatory jail time. KGNU's Claire Purnell reports.
A narrow majority of Aurora's city council this week voted in favor of an ordinance that would mandate jail time for any adult convicted of stealing more than $300 worth of retail goods from an Aurora store. The minimum sentence would be at least 3 days in the municipal jail. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman says the ordinance comes after shop owners repeatedly raised concerns about an increase in retail theft and a low rate of shoplifting arrests. Four council members voted against the measure, arguing that sending people to jail will not fix the problem at large and adds another expense for the city. The Aurora Sentinel reports the ordinance includes a sunset provision that will require the group to revisit its effectiveness in 2 years. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
PepsiCo Beverages North America started development at its new 1.2 million square foot manufacturing facility at Denver High Point. The beverage corporation says the plant is due to open next year and will be PepsiCo's largest and most sustainable outpost. Expect warmer temperatures and somewhat cloudy weather all throughout the Front Range today. There's also a chance of scattered thunderstorms along northeast Colorado. In Boulder, a high of 82 and a low of 57. In Denver, a high of 84 and a low of 57. In Fort Collins, a high of 83 and a low of 54. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.